That's what I saw staring into the mirror. A stranger's eyes with memories hidden behind an impregnable wall of darkness. Who was I? The face was mine. The facade, nothing more than an empty shell. I controlled the mouth, the eyes, and yet the very essence of the person behind it all lay beyond my reach. Memories. Nothing but brief flashes shooting out of the darkness like random teasers of a life I neither remembered nor understood. 4 months had passed since Lorenzo found me that fateful day, and yet none of who I was before that moment had returned. The only clue to my existence before that day was a faded driver's license from Kansas, displaying a name I didn't recognize. Olivia Hunter. Who was she? How did this stranger end up on the wrong side of a body of water with no memories? I had had many sleepless nights since that fateful day, often lying awake with nothing more for company than the light snores rising in the darkness of the family who had taken me in. As I stood in the bathroom, staring at myself in the mirror for what felt like the 1,000th time, I tried to reach out to the memories locked away behind that invisible barrier, the one blocking the very essence of who I really was. Outside the door, I could hear Sophia preparing breakfast for Roman and Erica, both the toddlers still sleeping. Just as he'd done every day since my arrival, Lorenzo was already out on his boat, the man providing for his family the only way he knew how. I'd been out with him a couple of times, but it was obvious to me that fishing wasn't in Olivia Hunter's blood. I leaned in a little closer and tried to peer deeper into the pupils, searching for any hint of me. There must have been something there, or else I wouldn't remember the normal stuff, like how to walk or even talk. The eye staring back refused to play ball, and I pushed myself back in disgust. "Until next time," I whispered to myself, dried my hands, and headed out into the kitchen. Something which I discovered very early on was my inability to communicate with some of the kind people of the village. As it turned out, Spanish was something else not in my blood. But thanks to a local American priest, the majority of the population spoke English, including Sophia. "Good morning," she said as I walked in, greeting me with her usual smile and head nod. From what I could see, she had been up for as long as Lorenzo, already busy prepping for her day of cooking. Sophia cooked a lot of the food in advance, storing it in her pantry and freezer. That night, a bonfire had been planned for the village elder's daughter, Sarah. Turning 15 was a huge deal in their culture, the final stepping stone from childhood into womanhood. The entire village was set to attend and celebrate the occasion, and since I already knew the birthday girl quite well, I knew I had to be there. "Good morning," I returned, and helped myself to coffee, the only normality I recognized. From what I could see, Sophia had been busy with several dishes at once. She once told me that life was food, and that was why a woman needed the very best teacher early in life to prepare her for taking care of her family throughout her life. From the constant warmth in her eyes, I could see how much she enjoyed herself. "Hungry?" I shook my head. "No, thank you. Coffee is fine." I wasn't much of a breakfast person, that much I knew. I did try a couple of times, but the heaviness in my stomach weighed me down to such an extent I could barely walk without feeling like I needed to vomit. Coffee seemed to be the only thing I could stomach, and that was fine with me. The flavor, one I definitely loved.